Welcome back to Ghosts in the Valley 2020. I want to give a shout out to everybody that made this podcast possible. Not everybody is you. Without you, I wouldn't be here. So I love your feedback. I love your stories. I love the interviews I did. Today, we're going to look back on 2019.
Melvin Spall can't make up his mind. Should he leave his mistress or divorce his wife? Should he try to escape the zombie outbreak by driving out of town? Or should he trust the National Guard with his family's safety? With the undead threat around every corner, will Melvin's indecision lead to his own doom? Featuring a zombie outbreak that devastates Denver, an indecisive adulterer, and a series of violent, disturbing, and perhaps even heart-rending events of the sort you'd expect when the dead rise up to eat the living. Cheating Death is a roller coaster ride through a horror show both of death and of the heart. Cheating Death is available now as a paperback, an ebook, and as a serialized audiobook from Podiobooks.com and ModernEvil.com.
2019. Wow, I had so many different stories and topics. The paranormal is a pretty big field. And when I started Ghost in the Valley and ghost hunting over 25 years ago, Ghost in the Valley was basically in my valley, in the Ohio Valley. And Pennsylvania, northeastern Ohio, western PA. But then it spread further and further. And then once the podcast was up and running, the valley ended up being the whole entire world. So Ghost in the Valley is Australia, England, United States. And I am so excited to share all your stories on my podcast. And I look forward even to a better year in 2020. So let's take a look back on what we did discuss and what episodes were most popular in 2019. And I think my most popular episode was the phantom phone calls. A phantom phone call is usually a phone call that occurs within 24 hours of a person dying. So when you receive this phone call from your loved one, and usually it's a falling out of a relationship with your brother, sister, friend, and it's basically closure for the person that died to move on, and you don't even know it. A lot of the stories that I got from phantom phone calls were all about the same thing, basically. And all of them were within 24 hours. And that was very popular. Another one was the haunted house versus the court. That one was of a individual who moved to Pennsylvania to start his new career. And he basically rented a house that was haunted. And he wanted out of the lease. Couldn't get out of the lease. It basically went through the courts, and the judge spent the night, or was to attempt to spend the night, in the house, and his ruling was going to be on whether the house was haunted or not. And it basically started out as a back room bet that the judge wouldn't do it. And as a backroom bet, the story grew into whether the judge was a chicken or not to stay in this haunted house. And believe it or not, the story is true, and it happened in around Newcastle, Mercer, Pennsylvania. And what happened was the judge only spent less than an hour in the house and ruled in favor of the person that moved in. You'll have to really take a listen to that one. That one's wild, man. That was Haunted House versus the Court. And it was with David Angelo, who was the tenant that the story's based on. Another very popular episode was the UFO over Trumbull County series. That was a four-part series that happened in my county, Trumbull County, Ohio. And I can relate to this one a lot because I knew two of the police officers from two different departments that were chasing these UFOs. And there were over 10 departments, law enforcement, that was chasing these things. And it made national news. It made the Art Bell Coast to Coast radio show. And yet, even with the local news being there, and with all the call-ins and the sightings by the law enforcement, it never made the news. It was, in my opinion, a huge cover-up. It happened near the Vianna Air Base in Trumbull County. And the calls that came in went through the Liberty Township Police Department. And the 911 calls that you're listening to in these in this four-part series are the actual 911 calls. That one also was very popular. I didn't know if the UFOs tied into paranormal, but I went with it, and it did quite well. And I will probably have a follow-up on that one, hopefully by the end of this year, with some new information that I received recently. Another one was on the Hillview Manor. That one is a haunted facility in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. It was a home for the elderly in the 20s, and then was eventually a mental facility. Also on the property is a cemetery, where many of the residents that resided there were also buried there. Kind of just forgotten about, not all of them. You wouldn't believe the amount of people buried in the cemetery with no markers, no headstone. And then make matters even worse, a golf resort bought some of the property that leads up to the Hillview Manor, so their golf course is sitting over top, possibly over 1,000 graves that they never moved. So in theory, I think a lot of the hauntings, a lot of the spirits in the Hillview Manor are from some of these bodies that are still under the golf course that's not properly buried. Another one was the Hermitage, Pennsylvania episode that was on the Hogback Bridge and Hermitage, PA. It made my 1998 documentary that I did on ghosts in the valley. That one, probably my favorite, because I went there and I hired a couple actors to play their part on the Hogback Bridge. And basically the story is around a young lady who was murdered under the bridge, and her ghost supposedly comes up from underneath the bridge and usually ends up in the back seat of your car. And the legend states if you drive up to the bridge after midnight, take the keys out of your car, put your keys on the bridge, and you wait 5 minutes, go back and pick your keys up, and your car will not start. And as you drive off, the ghost of the young lady is in the back seat of your car. And when I went there to do the filming for my documentary, the young lady that played the part, Kelly Cook, of the ghost, she knew the area, and She knew the legend. She was petrified. Kelly went on to play and still starring in films in Hollywood, and she's doing quite well. Thank you, Kelly, for your part in Ghosts in the Valley. Another great episode was on the seance. This one was a little tricky because now you're stepping over, to me, the lines of calling upon a spirit that's not there. In other words, if you go into a home or a building and the spirit is already there, 9 times out of 10, you can lead the spirit to the light to move on. When you're calling upon a spirit that's not there, you're stepping into a territory that maybe you shouldn't be stepping into, as with Ouija boards and black magic. A lot of paranormal investigators disagree with me on this. They don't believe in moving the spirit on. They believe if you get rid of a spirit, you're actually virtually killing the spirit. So we have a little difficult disagreement there, because I do consider myself a Christian. I do believe there is a heaven and there is a hell. And when you move a spirit on, then the spirit will either has to go to heaven or to hell. And usually a spirit is still there because it suffered a violent, tragic death. So the seance was a very popular episode that came out of Cleveland, Ohio. In some of my interviews that I've done over the past year, so many different stories in the paranormal, as paranormal investigators, a paranormal photographer, paranormal authors, and also paranormal related podcast hosts. So it's been really a great year for my interviews. And one of my first interviews was with Douglas McMillan out of the Bronx, New York. And he is a paranormal investigator that had some very interesting ways of looking at the paranormal and investigating his techniques. So I really was excited on that one because he was my very first guest. And he wasn't the first one that I interviewed, but he was the first guest on the show. Also is Beth Garcia. She was the author of Altering Eternity. And her book is available on Amazon. And Beth is out of California. Beth also has some very interesting stories and shares some of her stories that's in her book and more that she has under her belt. So thank you, Beth Garcia. Beth Darlington is a paranormal investigator out of the United Kingdom. She also has some very interesting stories and her techniques that she shared with my audience. And she was my first international podcast guest. And I really appreciate Beth Darlington for being on the show. And you can find Beth on Facebook, Twitter, and other social media sites. Michael Hess was an author of Clark County, Virginia. Very, very fine book. It's also available on Amazon. Michael had some very interesting stories that are in his book. And I didn't realize until I did some research on how haunted that Clark County, Virginia really is. Some say it's the most haunted place in the United States. And even more so than Williamsburg or Gettysburg. So thank you, Michael. If you have a chance, pick up Michael's book and Beth Garcia's book, Altering Eternity and Clark County, Virginia, on Amazon. Another episode I did was on Vincent Pine. Vincent Pine was a very, very good friend of mine. He was a co-songwriter and musician. He was a rapper, and I'm an old-time or old-school rock and roller. And somehow our different genres of music really meshed together well. Vince ended up, some say, committed suicide, hung himself in his garage. And his mother claims that his spirit is now in her home. I traveled to Yvonne Pine, Vince's mother. I traveled to her house and did a live interview with Yvonne. And if I could do that one all over again, I would. because I didn't really like using my cell phone as the my recording device. With that being said, the interview was very good. But in other words, the content was there, but the quality could have been better. So I do apologize on that one. But the story is great. I mean, I want to thank Yvonne for her time. And I know it's hard to say there's a spirit in your home. It's hard to say you've seen a ghost because of what people portray you as, crazy or a lunatic. Especially losing a son, losing a child. That in itself, to me, is just mind-blowing. I would never want to have to experience that. And then to have that child spirit in your home. So if you get a chance, take a look back on that one. Joseph Market is a paranormal photographer. He didn't start out to be a paranormal photographer. He took over 13,000 photos. And looking back on his photos, he has realized that over 500 of those photos he has taken are of the paranormal. And not only did Joe share his stories with me, but he also shared some of his photographs, which are still on Facebook. And you can find the link to those photos on the episode's comments. So, Joseph Market, thank you for your interview on your experiences of paranormal photography. I also look for Joseph to be back on the show once his book is released. And I think it's going to be a 5-part series of paranormal photography he has taken. Also, my very first podcast host guest was Katie from Weird on the Rock. Katie has a very unique podcast in that she not only talks about the paranormal, but her topics also range from unsolved mysteries, conspiracy theories. And if you get a chance, check out Weird on the Rock's podcast. It's really, really a great podcast. I've had a lot of different angles from different people on different subjects that to me were incredible. And 2020 looks to even be better, if that's possible. With some of the people I've already come in contact with, I am very excited that 2020 will be as good or even better than 2019. I was honored to be the guest on your podcast or mine, hosted by Sherry. So if you get a chance, check out my interview with Sherry on your podcast or mine. And I am Al Cooley from Ghost in the Valley. So look for that one. Also, I was a guest speaker on Everyone Has a Story podcast. That's hosted by Nate Wade. And I was honored also to be on his podcast. It's great when podcasters can have each other on their shows and promote each other's podcast. We can't be afraid of somebody else stealing your audience or us stealing theirs. I mean, there's 700,000 podcasters out there. Over 700,000. And there's so many topics, so many on the same topic. I mean, so it's not about yours being better. It's about sharing with one another, sharing experiences, sharing techniques, making yourself better. And that's how I look at it. And I look at 2020 to be a very, very good year. I look forward to talking to you in 2 weeks with another great episode of Ghosts in the Valley.